And it's 9:30 on a Thursday. We have Brad Dungis with the Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. Brad, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in Bartlesville. It's a wonderful morning here. A little cool for this time of year, but
which is weird too. I got in about 6 o'clock. We did 6 o'clock live, and Phil and I, ever since then, have noticed that the temperature is just slowly starting to drop as we progress through the morning, which is weirdest thing ever.
I was out running at sunrise, and you could feel the north breeze coming in and tell that it was going to be a chilly morning. And if we don't get any sun, it'll be a cool day for sure.
And then tomorrow, obviously, it's supposed to get more sun. It's going to be 66, and I think this is going to be a beautiful weekend. So it's nice that we're getting the rain during the week, so we have the weekend to enjoy.
I really need it to dry out so I can mow my lawn, but hopefully we have a great Mother's Day. I know all the mothers are getting ready, and it's the annual Good, the Bad, and the Barbecue out at the Mullendore Ranch, which has historically been on Mother's Day, and it's the last ride at the ranch for the big party out there. And I know that I talked to some of the team at Elder Care this week, and I think it's going to be the biggest event ever. They've sold more tickets than ever before. I know they've got a lot of great prizes and stuff you can bid on and win. And we're helping them out with a fishing trip you can bid on and the use of one of our great SUVs, something like a large expedition, maybe a Navigator, something like that. But we've got some great deals on those vehicles in the meantime. Lots of stuff going on in the community. So anyway, it's a great time to be in Bartlesville.
And speaking of community events, you guys held that Ford Drive for your school event on Tuesday. How did that go for you?
It was awesome. It was really good. We partnered with the cheerleaders at Bartlesville High School and got the word out. And we had, I think, almost 70 people come test drive Fords just for a chance to earn a donation from Ford that'll go right to the school, to the cheerleaders and the All Sports Club. Very excited to be able to help them out. And, you know, all they had to do is drive around the block in a new Ford. I had a lot of friends out there, and it was really neat. It was a fun time. I went out during the lunch hour and talked to some people, and it was cool. There were a lot of people interested in the vehicles. But, you know, most importantly, we were raising money that's going to help the kids this summer and into next year.
And from what I remember, it was $20 per person. So you tell that up with 70 people. How much was that, would you say?
I think we ended up with about 1400, something like that.
That's pretty good.
There might be a little bit more when all is said and done. The potential's there to do a lot more. There's a cap on the total, and I think there were some edge, there was a bonus.
Okay.
A donation made. So we did some of that, but I think the cap's like $8,000 you can raise. So if we're hoping, next time we do it, to get it at an event where we have a lot of people already there. Mm-hmm. We did it during the school day, all day, which was kind of cool because there were rushes of people before school and at lunchtime and then after school and really throughout the day. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we'll hopefully be able to raise even more money next time.
And was this the first time you've held this event or no?
It was the first time with the high school. We've done it a couple times with different charities in town. We've partnered with a couple of schools in the past, but it was the first time with the Bartlesville High School, and really excited to do that. We've done it with the Boys and Girls Club before, so it's a neat thing that Ford offers and helps us connect in the community. And since we're already partners with these people or with the school system, Boys and Girls Club, these are our friends anyway, so we like to help them out with this, too.
All right. So what's happening at the dealership?
Well, there is a lot going on. You mentioned the 995 oil change. We've also got our best prices on tires. We will beat anyone's price on tires. That's a Ford program. We have to access through the manufacturer to all the tire makes and can really get great pricing on that. So if you're looking for tires, be sure to consider us. And with the 995 oil change, you can't beat the pricing. We're working on one of the things since we've been doing this 995 oil change for quite a while now is sometimes it does get crowded. We get a lot of calls where people are calling and checking on the wait time. We're working on some really neat technology that should roll out here in the next few weeks where we'll be able to actually have a better feel for that wait time. Right now we do it based on our best guess, really. It's an educated guess and we can pretty well time it, but a lot of times it's not really automated and it's hard to see where you are in line. We're working on getting a new product where you'll be able to actually check in And like your inline, we'll notify you when we're ready to work on your vehicle so you can keep living your life, bring your vehicle in, watch it progress through the service. So if you know, and it'll give transparency on that and really speed up the process and help us, you know, really take care of you on your time, but also really do more oil changes too, because we'll be able to schedule more effectively and be able to staff for when we know the peaks are. And I think it's great new stuff that we're just applying to. It's actually was developed for different industries like restaurant and I think large haircut, national haircut companies use this, you know, where you may check in before you go in to get your haircut. And, you know, so it's the same kind of technology that's now being applied to the auto industry.
Now, I know with like Great Clips, because I normally get my haircuts mm-hmm. there sometimes, kind of a shameless plug.
well, it's a similar product.
Will it put you in front of everybody if you do that, though? Because normally if you like register for that, then they move you ahead of the line in front of the people that just walk in.
Well, we're going to try to work it so that we're still going to have appointments, and those will be in there at a specific time. So you'll be able to say, I want to come in at 4 tomorrow. And we have, you know, there's a limit to how many of those we can take at any one time, though. And so we do always have a lot of people who just drop off and really, you know, just wait for it to be done. I think this will actually, we're not planning to move people ahead so much as keep them in line and just make sure that everybody's done in an orderly way, and so that we can really manage the time and the scheduling so that you can arrive closer to the time when we're actually going to start the oil change. You know, there's that process of the write-up. You know, you greet the assistant service manager there on the drive, and then the vehicle has to be processed. We have to write a repair order, move it around to the technician, who's going to start doing the work. He's got to prepare for your vehicle, pull it up on the lift. You know, most of the time we're going to rotate the tires. We've got to drain all the oil, get everything out of there. We top off all the fluids, do a complete inspection on your vehicle too. So there's a lot to that. And so, you know, if there's a line of vehicles that are waiting to get to the technicians, that can happen. This will just allow for the consumers to see that more, you know, visibly, if they're, you know, from their phone or from our waiting lounge. It'll be obvious what's going on and who's next.
Okay, so mm-hmm. will there be like a screen in your waiting lounge then? Okay.
Yep. Cool. Yeah, it's really cool stuff. Very excited about that. Other stuff we've got going on, there's the Great American Sales Event is kicking off here for Ford. They just announced yesterday that this was supposed to start next week, but they've kicked off the incentives yesterday as a bonus for all of our great Ford buyers this month. So starting yesterday, we've got an incredible offer on a lot of our Ford product, including zero for 72 months, which is interest rates are starting to go up in the automotive space. We're seeing standard rates at most banks, you know, for years they were in the 2-4% range. We're starting to see that at the higher range there, some even higher. There's still incentivized rates from the manufacturers and credit unions, and some banks will still go, you know, with an advertised rate of 2% or something. But so 0% is a really great deal right now, and if you can get it on 60 or 72 months, it's just going to save you a lot of money. There's also on like a Mustang, you can get that 0 for 72 plus $1,000 cash. So you're not only saving on the interest rate, but you get a great rebate. And the Dungis discount on all our vehicles is posted right online, along with these manufacturer incentives. Other great product out there. I know when we were coming in, one of the radio staff was mentioning the Explorer and how mm-hmm. She's fond of those. And it's a great time on Explorer because you've got that 0 for 72 going on it also on the 2019 model year Explorer plus $2,000. So that's a really great value. And that the last time we had that, we did sell quite a few Explorers. I guess the other big SUV, I mentioned it earlier, is the 2019 Expedition. Actually, we're just now today, I drove one over here that is my demo that we're just about to ground the demo. So this is a brand new Expedition that I've just been driving for a couple months. It's right under 5,000 miles. I promise you it's in great shape. I've been driving it. There's no problems with it. It's been a great vehicle for me. We're going to do the maintenance on it after I get out of it, and we'll be on the lot for sale at a great value for somebody. Since it is a new vehicle, it comes with all the incentives that you get from Ford, which right now are actually 0 for 60 on the Expedition. So it's just still a great deal, plus $1,250 in cash. And there's potentials to get other money if you're a Conquest customer, if you own certain vehicles and of other makes, and that you can get up to $2,000 on that. You can, when we've got some ability to put certificates or special rebates on that vehicle also, that could add up to another $2,000. So that's a potential total of $5,250 plus our discounts, plus the 0 for 60, plus my demo write down. So if you're looking for a vehicle like that, it's all 4x4, you know, pretty loaded high-end Expedition, that's a great value for you guys. On the other end of the spectrum, we have a lot of people looking now at the Ford EcoSport, and that's a relatively new vehicle that some people haven't heard of, but you're starting to get out there. It's a small crossover vehicle, really about the size of a car, but it's got a hatch on the back, and it's really cute and has wonderful technology. It's a great value, and on the 18 model year EcoSports, you can get 0 for 72 or $4,500, so an incredible deal. On the 19, it's $3,000, and on a vehicle that value, that's a huge rebate, because they're going to be priced in the $20,000 range, plus or minus a little bit. So there you're getting a 30% rebate plus our discount, really, or I guess 15% rebate. Do my math right in my head,
right.
And plus the Dungeness discount and all that. Escape, we don't forget about that. It's one of our best selling Fords, and that's $6,250 in rebates. And you know, so I could just keep reading that. Yeah. But the truth is, there's great deals on Fords right now, and a great incentive time. So come check that out if you're shopping for a new vehicle.
How long are these deals available?
They're all going to go through the end of the month, so just through May 31st. And a lot of times the manufacturers do that. Some of it will go a little bit longer, and there'll be, of course, incentives in June. But this structure is there for May, and it is the Great American Sales Event. And I really can't predict what they're going to do next month.
Right.
So it is a great time to buy.
What else is happening at the Dungeness Family of Autos?
Well, there's a bunch of good stuff going on throughout the dealership. I've talked a lot about Ford, but on the Toyota side, we've got some great deals also. You know, the one that I stood out, and it, to me, when I was looking at our, talking to some customers and looking at our inventory, is, and, you know, Camry and Avalon customers are among our most loyal Toyota owners. And right now there's a $2,000 loyalty cash offer that combines with the other offers on Camry and Avalon. So that's, and if anybody's familiar with Toyota's incentives, a lot of times they're not quite as large as the other manufacturers, because they're very sensitive to the resale value of their vehicles. And they know that if they put too big a rebates on it, it's just going to devalue the vehicle in the end. If you sell one last month with a less rebate and you put a big rebate on it now, you're really devaluing the used cars in a way. And, you know, so Toyota's really likes to manage that. It helps keeps their lease rates really low, and it helps you when you're trading in your vehicle to get the most out of it. And they're prized used cars, right? So Toyotas are great, and Camry and Avalon make great used cars for us. So we're looking to acquire some Camrys and Avalons. If you own a Camry or Avalon, you get this extra $2,000. And then there's, on the Avalon, right now $3,000 of other cash. So that's $5,000 in rebate on a Toyota Avalon, which is, I don't think I've ever been able to say that before. So that, and then you get the Dungeness discount. Check that out online. You can see all our inventory. That's also not just the Avalon with the gas engine, but also on the hybrid engine. And that's, of course, one of the great things about Toyota. And as we go through the next few years, I think that's what you're going to see is the hybrid technology really spreading out throughout the entire lineup. You're going to see some electric, some different blends of the different types of power systems that Toyota has. But hybrid for sure is going to spread throughout. You're going to have a Corolla hybrid. You're going to have Camry. You already have Camry and Avalon hybrid, Highlander hybrid. They're all RAV4 hybrid, plus the Prius, of course. So and then eventually it'll probably spread into the trucks and large SUVs. So this stuff is coming. Great for fuel economy. Isn't the price spread that it used to be to get that technology? You'll be really impressed with the performance of those engines too, and how they drive.
Now, you were talking about Toyota kind of focusing more on the value of their vehicles. Why doesn't Ford and the other dealerships worry about that?
Well, I think it's incentivize a rebate with the rebates and interest rates in order to sell cars, right? And so there's a constant balancing effect in our market and in the auto industry of how much incentive should we put on, to entice more buyers. And of course, you measure your competition. The truth is, Ford is very competitive with General Motors. We go head-to-head with their trucks every day and with Dodge. So we have to compete on the F-150, particularly since it is the best-selling vehicle in North America and has been for over 40 years. Ford likes to protect that. So, they don't want to – their plan isn't to devalue the F-150, but they certainly want to be competitive and sell all that they can. And so it's a balancing act, and it's just a matter of a different approach by different manufacturers and their strategy to go to market. Toyota's really disciplined. That'd be one thing I'd say about them. They're extremely disciplined. They do, typically don't use those big incentives to drive so much sales. They believe their product sells itself, and that they're excellent product. So that often works out the way they plan. I wouldn't discount the Ford factor either. I mean, they're a great product too. It's just a different approach to going to market, as I said.
All right. And what vehicles have you seen recently at your dealerships being sold the most lately?
Well, truthfully, I think the biggest sellers are we're seeing in the crossover SUV area, Explorer, Highlander, RAV4, Forerunner on the Toyota side, I mentioned Escape. Those segments are growing extremely rapidly. We have our all-new RAV4 here. It's a very incredible vehicle, all-wheel drive with the hybrid. It's really, really fun to drive, cool car. People love those. The pickups are really popular too. We do in our market sell a lot of Super Duty and half-ton pickup trucks. That's a constant thing with our business customers and with all the people who work with their trucks in our part of the world. So it's trucks are obviously really the king in around here.
And I feel like trucks are kind of the king of summer, too, sometimes. What are you guys doing to prepare for the summer, if you will, at all?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to be real busy. I mentioned, we got the events coming up. We're getting ready for baseball season. It'll be Indians right around the corner. We've got the hot street party coming up. We'll be activating out there again for the – we've been doing that ever since it started. And I don't like to – I don't know if this is controversial to bring up, but this is the 10th year anniversary of the truck drop from – if people remember that. That was a hallmark of a hot street party 10 years ago. I think we didn't really drop a truck off the Price Tower.
It was a banner, correct?
It was a banner. It's a heck of a story, and probably could take a few minutes there for those of you who haven't heard it in a while. We were talking about how to have an event and combine the Price Tower, which is I'm passionate about, with the hot street party, and maybe draw attention to ourselves and sell a truck at the same time. And working with our team and our advertising team and the sales team, we came up with this crazy idea, and somehow it got, we started marketing it a little bit on our Facebook page and just teasers, and the newspaper actually ran a story about it, and and we had to go and talk to the editor, Joe at the time, and say, look, we're not going to really drop a truck. And so we had to backtrack right away, and it became it was hard to manage people's expectations, because by then many people did believe we were really going to drop a truck off the building. We didn't want to disappoint them too much. There was a suspense, and you know, we wanted to surprise them, right? That was the whole point. So it was, we managed to make it to that day with over 2,000 people down there around the Price Tower.
Man.
And, you know, not sure quite what's going to happen. If you're interested in this, go to YouTube and search for Dungey's Truck Drop. And it's a couple of incredible videos. Anyway, we had a good time. I don't think anyone was seriously injured or anything.
Right.
We did not drop a truck. We did drop a banner and lower the prices of our trucks. We did give away some T-shirts and a little some cash and stuff like that, and had a lot of fun. And it was one of the largest attended hot street parties ever to that point. I think they've probably surpassed it since then. But you know, I keep thinking maybe we should reprise that somehow. And I, if anyone has any good ideas, it shouldn't probably be a truck drop. I think I've outgrown that, but it is worth remembering.
I guess you technically still dropped a truck, right? I mean, you dropped the prices, you dropped the banner, so it still had to do with trucks in a way.
I think it works, and the, you know, the whole team coming up with the support system that held the banner when we dropped it off the tower, working with the tower people to make sure we certainly didn't want to damage the tower or anything in the process. Anyway, it was there's a lot of backstory to that event that's probably never been told.
And yeah, I've heard stories about it, and it's funny that you mention it again. I actually had some people from church show me the video, because I wasn't here at the time whenever that happened. Uh-huh. I think I was still living in Missouri with my mom. And it's just a really interesting thing that happened in Bartlesville.
I had contact from people all over the world that were interested in what we'd done, it clearly went pretty viral and was quite a thing for a brief moment.
And thank goodness there wasn't Facebook Live at the time. I mean, you saw YouTube, but Facebook Live wasn't around.
Imagine
so.
what would have happened. So. I don't know if there's any good practical jokers out there who want to come up with a plan for this year. Give me a shout.
Sounds good. You said you were passionate about the Price Tower. I think you're a board member of.
Yes, I am actually chairman of the board there, and really work on that. Right, you know, it's my second life, the third place, as Scott Ambler used to like to say. That, you know, to me, it's near to my heart because of the. You know, just the inspiration the tower represents. I'm sitting here looking out the window at it now, and it took somebody a real vision to want to build something like that and give it up to the Price family for that, to Pete and Theo Silas and all their friends who saved the tower when it could have been, sold, and, you know, who knows what would have happened, you know, through all the years now, and there are 20 years since it really became what it is today, almost 20 years since it was the Price Tower Arts Center with the, you know, we created the hotel and restaurant. You know, I love to see people coming in there today. It's good to mention that. There's a special tour they're just starting. Price Connors goes great tours at the tower, and we have people come from all over the world to tour the tower and see what a special place it is. But he's going to start doing a new Twilight tour, and the first one is tonight. It's going to be a, you know, somewhat traditional tour of the tower that ends in the private office upstairs of the H.C. Price office that's been fully restored and is really a wonderful thing to see. But then they're also going to go out on Mr. Price's private terrace, which we usually don't allow people out on, have some refreshments, and have a sunset viewing, and, you know, but new tours. We're looking for new ways to inspire people with stuff like that. And of course, you know, the tower really is just a membership organization where it's not a, you know, it's hard within the scope and size of a building like that to really even, you know, produce enough income to maintain the building. And so we do need our supporters. We need the members that are part of our vision to inspire people through art, architecture, and design. We really partnered with the Bartlesville Art Association and with, you know, many of the youth organizations in town, the school system, you know, and all over Northeast Oklahoma. And in fact, because of the nature of Frank Lloyd Wright properties, you know, we're all over the world. I mean, we have people coming internationally all the time, and people from all over the United States. There's a, you know, that's, I think sometimes here in Bartlesville, we kind of take it for granted. It's a quirky, interesting building that is kind of unique, but what, you know, why would I want to go there? It doesn't seem accessible. It is a public space. Go in, say hi. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a place we invite everyone to come and experience and really get to know, because it is, it has so many unique characteristics. And I mean, it's world renowned. It's the only thing like it in the world. And, you know, its whole story is so unique, like Bartlesville's. The, you know, it started as a design of Frank Lloyd Wright's in the 20s when he intended it to be built in New York City. And here it is in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, built in the 50s. So 30,
standing proud still.
30 years later, you know, at the end of his life and career, he did realize this vision thanks to the Price family.
Now, I'm curious on that night walk that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How could people get involved with that if they want to participate?
Call the tower. This is the first one, so I know that they may have already sold it out. But if you wanted to do a tour tonight, give them a call and see if there's availability still. And then, you know, I know they're scheduling these going forward, so give them a call and they'll give you all the information. And it could drop on by too. There's always there someone to greet you at the front desk, because we are a hotel, mm-hmm. and there's somebody there. There's a beautiful gift shop in the tower where you can get some really interesting items. We're all the whole community is full of anticipation for the new Tower Center at Unity Square, and that is going to be an amazing thing for our community, for both the community center and for the Price Tower, as that comes together down right outside the tower. I'm really excited to see what develops.
I've been really excited about it too, going to all the Tower Green Design Committee meetings. Had to make sure I said that right, because it's not the same
name. I'm beginning to get that Tower Center and Unity Square thing down, but well, it is a hard shift for everyone from Tower Green, which we all called it originally as we were talking about it before. Mm-hmm. It really became realized.
Right, yeah, and there's a lot of aspects to it, but it's going to be a really cool project, like you said. We only have about 3 minutes now. Is there anything you'd like to mention about the Dungis family of autos?
Well, there are a few things I did want to mention tonight. The Hot Street Party, we know, is going, the new tour. We have also another event coming up on the 18th. This is one about the Bartlesville Community Foundation's Legacy Award event. And I know the Potter family is being honored, and that's great, the Zervis family and the Artunoff family. So this is a great year for everyone to come out and support the Community Foundation and the legacy families in Bartlesville that really, you know, make this place special. And, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity there, and to support a great cause. We've got, I mentioned the 995 oil change and the best priced tires on tires for everyone. We've also got the body shop, of course. Mike DeVore and the team there are always there to serve you if you need their services. We have a great detail shop too. We do details, a lot of commercial ones, and of course all our vehicles that we sell, but we also do retail details. We have a full menu of details, processes that we can do, and different aftermarket applications we can do if you need your lenses cleaned, or you want to do protect your paint or fabric. We have great stuff that does that and can really lengthen the life of your vehicle and make it look great.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And again, you're the home of the 995 deal. You have new technology coming in that will help with that.
Always with working on new ways to make it faster and easier for people to do their business with us. You know, working on that in our car sales too. One thing we really, you know, Charlie and I used to talk about all the time, about changing in the car business and how it's evolving. And, you know, today I'm seeing more and more where we really just go to people. We sell in your place, at your home. We deliver the cars to you. I think today we're taking one to Bella Vista, another one to Tulsa. You know, these are people that started on the internet and you know, found what they wanted, and we connect with them. You know, it's all about that connection and the relationship we can build with them. That's what we're seeing.
Speaking of connection, where can people find you at?
Well, the easiest way is online, like I said, at DungisChoice.com, or out on Highway 75. We're right there on Highway 75, just to the south of the No Water Road, the Big Ford and Lincoln dealership on the north side, right next to Quick Trip, Toyota dealership right next to it. If you've gone down to the Hyundai store, you've gone too far. And
right, you can't really miss you either. No. Dungis is all over the place right there.
That's right. It's right next to Quick Trip. So come in, get your slushy or whatever, and we've got it. You can pull right in and test drive a Ford.
Yeah, after you get that slushy, just kind of walk around, and then I'm assuming somebody will come greet you, right?
That's right. Or maybe we'll get your oil changed.
Sounds good. That was Car Talk here on K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We'll see you next Thursday.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority.